Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to name retired four-star Army General Lloyd Austin as his nominee for Defense Secretary. If confirmed, Austin would become the first African-American to lead the Pentagon. President Trump will sign an executive order today intended to give Americans widespread access to the COVID-19 vaccine before other nations. NPR's Franco Ordonez has more on today's White House summit on the work of Operation Warp Speed.
The White House is hosting an event to outline and highlight how it plans to distribute the coronavirus vaccine to 300 million Americans in roughly 6 months. President Trump will kick off the summit this afternoon by signing the executive order, which will also, once the needs of Americans are met, help coordinate how U.S. agencies can help foreign countries get immunizations. Then, U.S. Vaccine Chief Dr. Moncef Slaoui will discuss the development process, and there will be a session on the Food and Drug Administration's role. Several companies will be on hand to focus on how vaccine doses will be distributed. Several governors will be there as well to address the role local jurisdictions will play distributing the vaccine. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
As more people become infected with the coronavirus, the World Health Organization has a new warning. It says even a brief interaction with someone with the virus could lead to infection. NPR's Jason Bobian reports a WHO official is warning against hugging loved ones.
Most guidance on physical distancing classifies close contact as spending at least 15 minutes within 6 feet of someone. But the CDC lists direct touching, including a single hug, as close contact. This is regardless of whether or not the huggers are wearing masks. With such high levels of transmission in the U.S. right now, the WHO's head of emergencies, Mike Ryan, says hugging can be tragically dangerous.
It's a horrible thing to think that we would be here as the World Health Organization saying to people, don't hug each other. But that is the brutal reality in places like the United States right now.
He points out that 1 to 2 Americans are now dying every minute from COVID-19. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
The first person to break the sound barrier, retired Brigadier General Chuck Yeager, has died at the age of 97. From West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Dave Mistich reports, the flying ace also served in the Second World War.
After flying missions across Europe in World War II, Yeager remained in the Air Force and became part of a test flight crew stationed in Southern California. On October 14, 1947, Yeager took to the cockpit of a Bell X-1 and reached Mach 1, becoming the first person to fly faster than the speed of sound. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan awarded Yeager the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Dave Mistich prepared that report. You're listening to NPR News. A federal judge has blocked President Trump's effort to ban the video sharing app TikTok. The judge says Trump overstepped his authority. The president alleges TikTok threatens national security by sharing users' data. But the judge said TikTok has already agreed to privacy standards that Trump ignored. Romania's prime minister has resigned after his party did poorly in recent parliamentary elections. Joanna Kakissis reports voter turnout in Romania hit a historic low because of the pandemic.
Ludovic Orban said in a televised speech that he was stepping down for the good of the country. He said he hoped his center-right National Liberal Party could still put together a coalition government and run the country. His pro-European Union party came in second in the vote after the Social Democratic Party, which is more nationalist. The Social Democratic PSD party did not win enough votes to form a government alone. It will have to partner with a smaller party. Only 33% of Romanians voted in this election, the lowest turnout ever. The country is one of the poorest in the EU and is currently struggling to manage rising coronavirus infections. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
The government of New Zealand has released findings of an inquiry into the deadly mosque shootings in Christchurch last year. It shows how the gunman was able to conceal himself until he murdered 51 people. The New Zealand report says the country's agencies failed to properly review gun licenses. They were too focused on Islamist extremism and not on white supremacist threats. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.